Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Dr. Kyle Shipman. He is the Indiana State Veterinarian with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health. First things first, congratulations. It was earlier this week that Governor Mike Braun officially signed off on you becoming Indiana State Veterinarian. I know that earlier this year, I want to say the first week of January, you were voted by unanimous vote among all members on the board of the Indiana State Board of Animal Health to become our next Indiana State Veterinarian. So first things first, Dr. Shipman, congratulations on your new position with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health.
He did. Truly appreciate that. It has been quite a journey as I've been with the agency now for nearly 10 years and starting it off with quite a incident here with, you know, highly pathogenic avian influenza.
Well, you know, Kyle, it's an interesting time that we live in because not only are you and your team working hard around the clock to try and contain the spread of the bird flu virus, but you have a lot of folks out there on social media. In fact, a lot of folks on Hoosier Ag Today's Facebook page posting comments. And I'll read you some of these comments verbatim. One, the bird flu story has proven to be a lie. The second one here, all in capital letters, stop killing our food supply, exclamation point, exclamation point. It just seems like there's so much misinformation out there regarding bird flu and what you and your team are trying to accomplish.
That's the challenge that we are up against for the poultry producers across our state. This is a very true reality, right? This virus is spread through wild waterfowl during their migration seasons. And what we're seeing in wild waterfowl right now, as well as our sandhill cranes, is some increased mortality. So some die-offs in these birds, which because they are succumbing to this virus, right? So when we do have introductions into our domestic poultry flocks, it's quite devastating. These birds succumb to the virus rapidly. We get these reports from our poultry producers and poultry companies across the state. They give us a call. We work with them to get these birds sampled so we know what they're up against, right? We don't want it to be bird flu either. However, when we see these increased death losses in these flocks, we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to understand what's actually going on in that flock. So our team of veterinarians works with the poultry companies and the producers there on the farm to get samples taken, get those up to the Indiana Animal Disease Diagnostic Lab at Purdue University, and get those ran in a timely manner so we can make some really tough decisions if those results do come back as non-negative.
Chatting with Dr. Kyle Shipman, he's the Indiana State Veterinarian with the Indiana State Board of Animal Health here on Hoosier Ag Today. One story that we have come across here in the last several days, it came from Reuters, and what they're reporting is that the Trump administration is looking to move away from depopulating entire flocks infected by bird flu, and instead their focus will likely be on biosecurity and medication to contain the outbreaks. Have you heard any of these developments from USDA, from the Trump administration, in terms of a different direction, in terms of tackling the HPAI virus?
Right. I think that's a great question. And we've seen the article that you're referencing as well. And I think at this point in time, our producers, and I want to make this, you know, very clear, are working together to implement the best biosecurity that they absolutely can. It's unfortunately, we have had incursions of this virus into some of our flocks in the state, but what we will never know is how many successes that our poultry producers have had in preventing the virus from being introduced into their flocks, right? We don't know every time that that biosecurity was implemented to the absolute best it can and prevented introduction. And so I want to make sure that we continue to reiterate biosecurity is incredibly important in disease prevention, but we'll never know each time that that biosecurity is successful in preventing the introduction of the virus. So I just encourage our poultry producers across the state to keep up that great work, make sure we're being mindful of visitors and deliveries on our poultry sites, especially those that might come in closer contact with the barn, whether it's service or maintenance personnel, and to continue to avoid sites that have known congregation of wild waterfowl. As far as depopulation strategy, we currently have the stamp out policy throughout the country, which means if we do have a detection in a domestic flock, we work to depopulate or euthanize that flock in a timely manner. And ultimately, that's twofold: to prevent disease spread, as well as to ensure that the animals aren't suffering from this virus. This virus kills these birds rapidly, and it's not a good death. And so we want to work with the producer in these very trying times to make sure that we can decrease the amount of virus that is being produced by removing flocks off the landscape that have been detected with this virus. The virus likes to move, right? It is incredibly mobile. I think that we've seen that across the country. And so we do everything in our power to make sure we're limiting its impact on our poultry flock here in Indiana.
So far, we've not seen any positive test of HPAI at any of our broiler operations or broiler production facilities across the state. And would you say that is because of outstanding biosecurity measures, or what would you attribute that to in terms of the fact that that no broiler operations have yet to be impacted?
So first, I will just knock on wood, because we don't like to put anything out into the universe. But no, I do think our poultry companies universally are currently practicing excellent biosecurity. We also know the lifespan of a broiler is a lot shorter than some of the other birds that we raise across the state, right? So their amount of time that they can potentially be exposed to the virus is also low. So I think the combination of the amount of time that they could potentially be exposed to the virus combined with excellent biosecurity, I think ultimately we're doing everything possible to decrease that risk of exposure to the virus for those birds.
I want to circle back around, Dr. Shipman, and ask about some of the misinformation that's out there, because it was about 2-3 weeks ago that in a lot of, right, we're talking the legacy media, we're talking the mainstream media, put out reports that, well, there have been drone sightings over a lot of these different commercial poultry facilities. And then you know how folks on social media took that to mean that perhaps there is some malfeasance involved, that perhaps there are folks that are conspiring to use drones to obtain the virus and use the drones to spread that to other commercial poultry operations. What say you, Dr. Shipman? Are drones, in fact, being used to spread the bird flu virus across the state?
Thanks for that question. Yeah. So we definitely did have several reports of drones, especially in our East Central Indiana. That's something we did take seriously and worked with federal partners to try to figure out the kind of why they were in the area and what they may be up to. I would say that them intentionally spreading the virus is likely not founded, right? I do think we likely had an increased interest in those cases that were in that East Central Indiana, and we had folks that wanted to get a firsthand look, whether directly or indirectly, via drone. I do encourage folks to recognize that this is an incredibly tough time for those poultry producers that are impacted, and please give them that space when possible so that they can focus on the response efforts to get their farm back into business in a timely manner. The one thing we also want to add and just remind those listening that it is illegal to shoot down a drone. So please, please do not do that. And we want to make sure that folks are aware of what they can and can't do regarding drones and drone safety. So that's a piece that we don't want it to become a public safety event, as well as we had several reports from around the state of folks trying to take the drones into their own hands. And please, if you do have concerns, reach out to your local law enforcement and they can work with us. A lot of these drones were recreational users.
One other thing, and this ties also into the misinformation that we've seen out on social media, it involves eggs, because we've seen the price of eggs climb higher because it's a supply and demand issue. When you have fewer eggs, the price goes up. The same thing with anything that there's a shortage of. You and your team and other health officials have stressed that there's no food safety risk when it comes to bird flu. the eggs, the chicken, the duck, the turkey that you buy at the store, if you already have it in your refrigerator, it's safe to eat as long as you prepare it and cook it at the right temperature. I mean, you wouldn't eat chicken raw anyway, and you wouldn't necessarily pull a Rocky Balboa. I've never drinking egg yolks raw and then gone on a morning run like Rocky Balboa did in the original Rocky film. As long as you cook your poultry, your eggs at the right temperatures, and same way with milk products, as long as they're pasteurized, as long as you're not drinking the raw milk, the food is still safe to eat, Dr. Shipman.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. The food that has made it to the grocery store is absolutely safe to eat. Pasteurization is effective at inactivating this virus. Similarly, the raw milk in that discussion, we also want to make sure folks are aware that if the raw milk was to have influenza virus in it, it can pose a risk to our pets, specifically cats, but both dogs and cats. So we're just encouraging folks to refrain from feeding raw milk to their pets even now, because it can pose a safety risk to their animals. And yes, the food on the grocery store shelves is safe with proper food handling techniques and cooking temperatures.
And another thing we want to stress is a lot of folks are panic buying when it comes to eggs as well, because I've heard that out there as well. Folks, well, you better buy 5-6 cartons of eggs because they're going fast. You won't see them on the shelves tomorrow. And you have a similar situation now as what we saw at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic almost 5 years ago when it came to toilet paper, when it came to spaghetti sauce, because those flew off the shelves because folks were panic buying. And there's really no need to panic buy eggs because, once again, that only perpetuates the high price that folks are paying when you go to the grocery store.
Our chickens across the country are great at laying eggs. It's what they do best. And so we have plenty of birds across the country that are unaffected from this virus and will continue producing eggs that our poultry producers will work to get washed and sanitized, packaged into their nearest grocery store. So I think 2 points. I think one being timely response is essential to preventing the spread of this virus. So our folks working with our federal partners and our poultry producers are working around the clock to ensure that if we do have a detection, we are able to respond to that detection rapidly. The other piece I want folks to understand is if they do know a poultry producer that has been directly impacted by the highly pathogenic avian influenza, to please give them a call. This is a tough time for our poultry producers. And while we may think that they are very busy, and they likely are, please reach out. Let them know that you're there for them, that you've been thinking of them, and encourage them as they are responding to a significant event in their life and their livelihoods.
Once again, Dr. Kyle Shipman, he's your Indiana State veterinarian, and I'll let you get back to work. Thank you again for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today. I appreciate it.
Awesome. I appreciate it, and thank you so much.